And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Parents in California have secured a major victory for religious liberty and parental rights after a federal judge ruled schools cannot force children to promote gender ideology. The judge issued a preliminary injunction requiring the school district to notify parents and allow opt-outs when schools push LGBT content in their Buddy program, a program where fifth graders mentor kindergartners. Meanwhile, a progressive Mennonite pastor, is that even a thing, took childhood indoctrination to new heights, telling children the biblical rainbow from Noah's Ark is now another kind of symbol for LGBT people. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy has directed the FDA to conduct a full review of the abortion pill Mifepristone after alarming new data revealed its dangers. The Ethics and Public Policy Center study, the largest of its kind, found nearly 11% of women experience serious adverse effects like sepsis, infection, or hemorrhaging within 45 days of taking the pill. That's 22 times higher than the less than 0.5% rate reported on the drug label. The Department of Justice, under Attorney General Pam Bondi, is redirecting funds previously wasted on transgender ideology and DEI programs to actual law enforcement. What a novel concept. Using Justice Department resources for, I don't know, actual justice. The state of Florida has joined Utah as the second state banning fluoride in public water systems, with Governor DeSantis noting when you do this in the water supply, you're taking away a choice from someone who may not want overexposure to fluoride. The state's Surgeon General called the practice public health malpractice, giving mounting evidence of neurological harm, especially in mothers and children. A detransitioner named Mosley is warning others about the false hope and lies of transgender ideology after her own painful journey. She recently told CBN News, quote, "There really was no one to let us know that it was a lie and a scam when I was going through this." Mosley began experiencing gender confusion at the age of 15, received hormones at 17, and had a double mastectomy at 18, only to realize later that nothing she was promised came true. President Trump's big, beautiful bill passed the House Ways and Means Committee this week with several pro-family provisions, including increasing the child tax credit to $2,500 through 2028, enhancing adoption credits, and creating child-friendly investment accounts, and expanding school choice options. The bill makes the $2,000 credit permanent and indexes it to inflation, a long-sought goal of family advocates. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And also don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.